This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll free. It's the live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian and a very, very sick
Mark.
Yes.
I'm not sick. I feel
fine. You sound
fine.
Sick.
I sound terrible.
Yeah. And you've been blowing your nose and coughing, and you've got a cough button, so most people aren't able to hear how often you're coughing. Anyway, we'll continue here and talk to Mike, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, at WKDK. Hey, Mike.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the air.
How you guys doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd like to comment a little bit on the movement to move to New Hampshire.
Certainly.
I thought it was quite interesting when I was talking with one of the people from the movement, and they said the reason that they decided on New Hampshire was because it was the least corrupt state. And I would like to point out a few things about New Hampshire, particularly the state government. I'd like you to know that it's totally infested with parasites.
Sure.
And I mean parasites, people who have never had a real job.
What's the nature of the state?
What?
That's the nature of government.
Right, but these people have never, ever had a real job. All they've ever done is suck off their system. And the reason that they only pay $100 a year to be a legislator up there is so that good people, honest people, people that have to work for a living, you know, just couldn't afford to do it. So this is why it's all infested with former school teachers, policemen, government, any kind of a county official, so on and so forth. The only reason that they're there is to protect their own retirements.
Well, point of information, Mike, I mean, paying legislators more doesn't give you better quality. I can tell you that is absolutely the case.
Yeah, there's no evidence that has worked in any other state.
What you're
saying, I do understand your complaint. We even though we don't pay that much for legislators, we still get a bunch of people who have been, you know, working inside. They're comfortable in the state apparatus.
Right, it attracts busybodies. I mean, positions of power like that are going to attract people that wish to wield it. And if you pay more, then it just attracts those that are, you know, looking for more money out of wielding that power.
Yeah,
so.
But see, the point that I'm making with it, it's so infested with these former government employees because no person, right, unless you made your living by sucking off the government, right, not a real job, you're never going to be able to ever make a change in this state. The only thing way you're going to make the change, sir, is to just get many, many free staters here. Get them elected up there and clean house.
I think it would certainly be helpful. In fact, a handful of free staters and liberty-oriented people have been elected, actually. Actual free staters are in the state house here in New Hampshire, which is more than the Libertarian Party can say from the other 49 states as far as them getting their people
all
elected.
Yeah. To combine all the other 49 states.
So far, right here in the end of 2009, the Free State Project has been more successful than I would say the entire Libertarian Party as far as political successes are concerned. And the Libertarian Party's been around for decades. The Free State Project is still working on its first decade, and it's only in the very beginning stages. And I know, Mike, you're a New Hampshire local. You've been here for a long, long time, and you're one of the many who are very, very pleased with the idea that more people are coming here who love freedom.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what you guys are echoing are the things that I've been talking about, hollering about for over 20-something years because, you know, here's a classic example. I mean, what happens when you feed a pig? What happens?
They get fat.
Well, they get bigger.
Yep.
So, you know, in Keene, I don't know if you gentlemen have heard me talk about the jail, but here was a jail that 90% of the people, right, and did not want where it is presently located. But yet the government officials just took it upon themselves, didn't even follow rules. Even the government makes
they
rules.
Never do.
The rules are for you, Mike.
What?
The rules aren't for them.
Yeah. Exactly. So they don't. So here you have, you've created this thing which is throwing away more and more taxpayers' dollars. And I'm sure you guys have heard about Boston having the big dig.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a debacle.
We up here have the big pig.
Yeah, there's big digs and pigs everywhere all across the country. I mean, when you look even at the national level, at the bailouts, for instance, it was like 90-plus percent of America was vehemently against them doing the bailouts. They were getting 50 phone calls to one at various different congressional offices saying, hey, don't do this, and they went ahead and did it anyway. Why not? It's not like they're going to get unelected. The incumbents still get reelected at a 90-plus, 96% rate or something like that, and they know that they're going to get more money out of the American people next year because, as I was saying earlier in the show, the American people are a bunch of docile pushovers, and they would never even consider doing civil disobedience or saying no to the government's diktats and saying,
well,
the hell with that.
I have a plan, and I want you gentlemen to hear this
right
now.
Lay it out.
I have been so adamant against this jail that my proposal is that to withhold that proportion of my property taxes that are for this new jail, I will put them in escrow, and if enough people would join in with me, and we'll do this, we can break the back of these parasites because they're not going to have any money to suck on.
I love that idea. I'm a huge proponent of tax resistance in that way, tax freedom, and I also don't want to pay for the government schools because the government schools are the ones that are responsible for indoctrinating people into the belief that the state is necessary and that the state is good, and I think it's one of the most destructive forces in our society today. Mike, thanks for the call tonight.
Thank you,
I appreciate
sir.
It, as always. 800-259-9231. Mike's a great example. We've talked a lot about the Free State Project on this show because, well, we're participants. We made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active for liberty, but also they're a sponsor of the program. And one of the things that, because we have to wear it on our sleeve on this show, I mean, we can't hide the fact that we're moving here to get active for liberty, and that pisses some people off. The people that are part of the system, the people that are the parasites that Mike was talking about, they are not very happy with the fact that liberty-minded people are moving in mass. So far, hundreds have made the move. Thousands
right.
will be coming.
They complain to no end that their state's being taken over. Oh, no. It's not.
Right.
The fact is, the big government people have taken over every state in the union. New Hampshire, the slowest, it's considered the freest state in the union, at least as by the Mercatus Center study from earlier in 2009. But the fact is, we're just coming here to reinforce people that already believe it. Right, like Mike.
So there are people like Mike that really like the idea of getting government out of people's lives and having more freedom, that love the fact that liberty-oriented people are moving here. But then there is also, on the other side, the statists, the people that are the government people that are very, very upset by this. And they want to create this mentality and put it out there into the public like, well, no one likes you, free staters. We don't like you. Go home. Free staters, go home. You know, this kind of attitude. And they want to portray it as though that's what everybody thinks. And they always say things like, we don't like you. We want you to leave. As though they speak for everybody that's here in New Hampshire.
They certainly don't speak for the governor who invited me to this state. Who are they? The governor invited me here. I don't care what they say.
That was a few years back. But nonetheless.
What difference does it make?
Nonetheless,
now,
they don't speak for people. I don't care about the governor. They don't speak for people like Mike and thousands of others.
But they do believe that the government system is legitimate, and that was the governor of the state. So therefore, that person's welcome is more valid than theirs.
Yeah, but he wasn't their governor. I'm sure they would say that.
Well, whatever. I don't care what they say anyway.
But my point here is that too bad for them because, we're not going home. We were out
This is my state.
Right. We were out doing fully informed jury association outreach recently and got some very, very nasty comments from a couple of the government bureaucrats that were going into the courthouse in that particular day, something to the effect of, hey, why don't you get jobs and leave the state? Now, why don't you get jobs and leave our town? Well, sorry. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but hundreds have moved so far. Over 9,800 at this point are pledged to move. We talk about it all the time on this radio show. More people are signing up all the time. The 10,000 mark's going to be crossed. We're going to hit 20,000 mark. You've got a plan to make that happen sooner rather than later that you're putting into to motion right now as we speak. And we're going to see more liberty-loving people come here to New Hampshire. So eventually, it's eventually going to be you status types either need to understand that it's wrong to aggress against your neighbors, or maybe you need to be the ones to get the hell out of town. Because we're not going to aggress against you. We'll never force I will never force my way upon you. I will never force you to be free. I will never force my beliefs upon you, but you'll do it to us. You, the statists, will. That's all right, though, because the more they do it, the more tyrannical they look, the more they hurt people, the better we can publicize their violent actions, and the more people will get here sooner. 800-259-9231. FreeStateProject.org. You can learn about the Liberty Forum. It's happening in March, the 18th through the 21st. Great opportunity to come up here and meet some of those people like Mike and the other wonderful liberty-oriented people that are up here. Hundreds of them. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's the Saturday edition. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our chat room. You can head over to chat.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. They're in there. Usually, best time is during or sometimes after the show. Sometimes after the show, the chat will go for another hour or two. So head on over to chat.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to get a non-lethal weapon into the hands of your loved one this holiday season with the stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? It's the Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it's out in your hand because it's a flashlight, unlike other weapons, and there's no expectation by the perpetrator that you, in fact, have a weapon. It's the Tiger Light. You can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's a special Christmas rate, and yes, you can still get it delivered to you by Christmas time. It's tiger.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Earl is on the line listening to KMed in Medford, Oregon. Earl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening to you.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard, and I just found your station, or you broadcast on a station here in Oregon.
Welcome.
And I heard someone make a comment that they don't give a damn whether Obama has a birth certificate.
That's Ian.
Yeah, I made that comment because to me he's just another thug and I don't care where he was born.
Well, let me try this.
Okay.
There's no doubt, like you and the other fellow there said, that one thief leads to another thief and another and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all thieves and they're all thugs and they're whatever.
You got it.
Okay. But the only person who's controlling all of this is Obama.
Controlling all of what?
Damn near every facet of our life now.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Wasn't George Bush doing pretty much the same stuff?
Oh, and I agree. George Bush was no saint. But let's look at reality here in the last 10 or 11 months, 12 now, I guess. If we want to stop all of this tyranny, if you will, you've got to start at the top.
I disagree completely.
What's his name? The caller's name.
This is Earl.
Earl is right because here's what would happen. This particular presidency would be shaken to the point that they wouldn't be able to do anything for 4 more years.
What?
They wouldn't get much done. They wouldn't be able to push through this health care thing, this debacle. I'm not saying the health care system we have is good now.
You are a dreamer this is going to happen.
It wouldn't go through. It would shake. It would stop everything in Washington, D.C., this kind of a lawsuit.
I'm saying you're dreaming. Even happen.
Oh, I don't think it'll happen, but it would stop it.
Right. I mean, they're all in it together.
That doesn't mean it's not right. You see, when you poo-poo people's goals that are right, it gets them all wound up. He's right.
Well, the thing of it is, if he falls, and he will fall, if this birth certificate thing is pushed, then the rest of them will fall.
Well,
I don't think they'll fall, but I think they'll be stopped until the next go around.
They're not going to stop anything. What would stop the vice president from stepping in and just signing all the legislation that the Congress puts
because
forth? You think Congress is wait. You think Congress, those thugs are going to all of a sudden just, oh gosh. Boy, they took Obama out of office. We better not do anything.
Politics is based on people, you know, how much they believe in what's going on. And they're having a very tough time jamming this awful tyranny that they're doing down people's throats right now. And yes, this little bit of throwing the president out would make a difference. I don't think it's going to happen because he's already appointed a Supreme Court justice. They can't undo all
Even
the crap he's done.
If it does happen, it doesn't matter in the long run.
Long run, that may be true, but you can't make a trip of a thousand miles until you take the first step. So steps do matter.
The perspective is also backwards, Earl. I know that we agree on a lot of stuff here, but I disagree with you that the first step is to take them out at the top. I think the first step should be to people on the bottom, you and I, to disagree with the state and stop going along with their diktats and their mandates. And because to imagine that you'll have any effect at the top of this particular criminal gang enterprise known as the federal government it seems to me pretty unrealistic based on everything I've observed. But to actually have individuals making the choice at the very bottom level, you and I, deciding to stop obeying and to to just say no to the federal government's demands and your state governments and your local governments when they make demands of you and new regulations and new laws and new micromanagement of your life, to say no, the hell with it, and no, you can't put us all in jail. That's how you make a difference. Non-cooperation and civil disobedience, not trying to change out the head gangster.
Okay, I'll see if I hit two or three points there. If the people start saying no to all of the gangsters on the low levels and don't stop the one at the top who's signing all the world treaties and things like that that are going to bind us to it...
You aren't bound by anything unless you want to be bound by it.
Well, excuse me. That's all fine and dandy if you've got a standing army on your side or control. We don't.
Well, wait, so you're saying, can you rephrase that?
I say, that's okay if you have a standing army with us, but we don't.
No, you don't need to have violence in order to make change. You can change as they did with Martin Luther King and Gandhi and others. You can change things through peaceful means. And in fact, that's the best way to go about changing things. You don't need to have a standard.
The best way, however, it's not going to happen this time.
Well, that's you that made that decision, not me. I choose to not go along with it anymore.
If we, as a populace, start refusing to pay this tax or that tax or this levy or whatever.
Yeah.
The next thing we're going to have is martial law.
Fine. I'm not scared. Thanks, Earl, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And that's where Americans are. They're scared, S-less of what might happen. Oh, God, you guys can't go to New Hampshire and get all active. They're going to roll in tanks. They're going to drop a nuclear bomb. They're going to bring in martial law.
Yeah,
fine.
There's really not a lot of evidence that they would do martial law simply because, I mean, take a look at the Real ID Act that they attempted to jam down the throats of the American people. The state governments just aren't doing it. You don't see the federal government rolling tanks in on the state capitals.
Show themselves for who they really are, criminal gang of violent people that are willing to harm the people they supposedly claim
but
to protect.
But they don't do it because, you know, there's been all kinds of legislation throughout the years that you can point at that has been passed, and nothing's happened. It hasn't worked. They just haven't been able to implement it because they're the government. They're a bunch of incompetent boobs. And, you know, so there's lots of evidence that if people don't cooperate with the government, that, in fact, their little plans fall apart.
Can you imagine what would happen if they actually did martial law? It would all be over for them. Their illusions of legitimacy would be completely out the window. There would be no more idea that you'd have any kind of election to go to change things, right? They'd call off the elections under martial law. So the whole system would become completely visible for what it truly is if they actually did that, which, as you point out, Mark, it's very unlikely that they would actually do, because then they'd lose their legitimacy.
There are millions of Americans that are working right now that don't pay income tax. The numbers seem to vary for between 10 million and 60 million. I can't figure out exactly who it is and how many, but it's seems like 60 million is closer, and these people aren't paying. And what's happening? Nothing.
What we really need to see happen is that some business owners stop paying sales tax and stop obeying all the various different regulations that they're demanded of. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is the Saturday night edition of the show. We're taking your calls about anything, 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click download. They are yours right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking question. Why would something that's so good for us, like public education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Maybe it's something else that's going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com.
Continuing with your phone calls about what you want, Rod is on the line in Tampa listening to WFLA. Hello, Rod.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for the time to talk.
No problem.
part of the reason I'm calling is it is time for massive civil disobedience.
Yes, sir.
We've got an electorate, if that's what you want to call them, up there, Congress and Senate, that are not listening to the will of the people. And overwhelmingly, people do not want this health care. And they are going against our what we want. And it is time to start immediate civil disobedience.
Well, I like health care. I just don't want government-run health care.
I agree with you, Tom, but
That's Rod, actually.
Excuse me, Rod. I but I have a, you know, sort of another caveat is, do you understand that the system that we have has brought us to the point that we are? Like, this is the result of what it is that the United States Constitution brings. We need an entirely different system.
Well, I mean, our Constitution is our Constitution. What we have is this illegitimate individual who may or may not be a U.S. citizen that is from Kenya or Indonesia, that is a Muslim Marxist who has brought this about. And you've got these mind-numbed robots.
Wait. Now you're going off the rails as far as I'm concerned.
See, tyranny only started with Obama.
Wait. What about the draft dodging Republican that we had in office two terms before that? He passed that bailout right over the tops of every American. Everybody was calling the senators and representatives, and they were saying they don't want it, but they passed it anyway. He did the same thing.
He's not in power now, boys. He's not in power now.
I'm aware of that, but if you don't call him to the carpet the same way you're calling this Muslim, Indonesian, whatever, to the carpet, then you lose legitimacy in the eyes of half the Americans.
I'll call George Bush to the carpet, too. But right now, Barack Hussein Obama is in charge, and he says he wants fundamental change. This country is not fundamentally bad. He wants to change the core of your country. You guys are libertarians. He wants to change your country.
I'm a voluntarist.
George Bush didn't say, I want fundamental change. I've got problems with George Bush. It's Barack Hussein Obama.
I object somewhat to your categorizing this as my country or my constitution. I didn't sign the Constitution. It's not mine. The Constitution is a set of rules for the government to follow, and they didn't sign it, and they don't follow it. So it's not any. I don't want anything to do with the United States federal government. Is that all right?
Okay. Well, that's fine. But the government should have mainly one reason is to defend us, okay?
And right I don't now, want their
I,
defense.
I think they're doing a crappy job of it.
Oh, he is. And guess what? He's doing a lousy job right now. Iran now has gone out, and they've done their thing.
Would you agree that George Bush did a lousy job, too?
Hey, Barack Obama is the president now.
Would you agree that George Bush also did a lousy job?
Yes, he did. But Barack Obama is the president. Why are you defending him?
I'm not defending him. Whoa, what are you talking about defending?
When did we defend Barack
Obama?
Because
that's what you're doing. Okay, but let's talk about people like that are
we're just asking for intellectual honesty, that's all. We just
that's
want to
not
make
defense. You see,
trying to be intellectually honest with you. Let's look at someone like a political whore like Mary Landrieu from Louisiana who sold herself out for a vote. Let's look at Ben Nelson from Nebraska. Okay?
Yeah, look at every one of them. They're all whores and thugs and thieves.
And they're liars, you know, because their lips are moving.
Okay. You do understand, Rod, that they don't have any obligation to defend you whatsoever, right? You understand that?
George Bush is gone. I didn't even mention
George Bush. I said, Rod, you do understand that they, meaning all of them in the federal government, whether Republican or Democrat, they have no obligation whatsoever to provide you with anything, even defense. Do you understand that?
Hey, Barack Obama took an oath to preserve and protect this country.
Simple question. I'm going to ask it one more time.
What are you doing with that?
I'm going to ask it one more time. Do you understand that they have no obligation? I understand he took an oath and blah, 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 and this and that.
He does have an obligation.
No.
I'm sorry. He said he would.
Let me point you to the Supreme Court. They've ruled over and over again. They're the people that are supposed to interpret that pesky Constitution thing. They have ruled over and over again that the federal government, state governments, local governments have no obligation to provide you with any services whatsoever. It does not matter what they say. It does not matter what documents they sign. Zero obligation to provide you with anything, especially defense.
So why are you protecting Barack Obama?
What are you talking about protecting?
Why do you keep – I've already said I think Barack Obama's a thug just like everyone else.
And I think he should show his birth certificate. What are you talking about?
Okay, we've established that right now. So let's talk about massive civil disobedience. I called from the state of Florida today to Senator Bill Nelson, the doddering old fool, and his phone service, he won't even answer it.
Yeah. So what are you going to do?
That is why we need massive civil disobedience.
I agree completely.
I agree. The politicians absolutely do not listen to us little peeps.
But what do you want to do? What's your proposal?
Civil disobedience.
Like not pay taxes?
I'm older than you guys right now, but I want to remind you of a picture, which you know I didn't agree with it because I'm a conservative individual, and I'm starting to get libertarian views, but there was a picture, and it was very very common on posters in college dorms back in 1968-69, of this individual at the Democratic Convention in Chicago in 1968, with his finger, his middle finger uprooted. That is what needs to be done to the U.S. Congress and Senate right now.
I agree completely.
Of taking your crap.
So you're going to stop paying taxes?
Yes, I will.
Excellent. Welcome aboard, because I don't pay them either.
And I'm not going to let the federal government tell me that I have to buy their insurance.
I am with you 100% on that one, sir. And I just a question.
Is up right now to the federal government. No,
good.
You're not going to tell me what to do as far as buying insurance.
Quick question. What if they just decide to junk the whole plan and don't change anything to health care? Then you're just going to go back to your life, or are you going to keep doing civil disobedience?
I'll probably go back to my life, but I hope
just point of information, Rod. So then the rest of all the regulations and government offices and the trillions and trillions of dollars and all of the other things that the government has done to you, you don't really care that much about all that. It's not worth any disobedience?
I do, but this has raised a lot because ever since the Indonesian from Kenya who's illegally present right now, he has started this because he said we need fundamental change. This country is not fundamentally bad. He wants to turn this country around, and we need to get rid of him.
We need to get rid of the entire federal government. But thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Including Barack Obama.
Thank you, sir. All of them. 800-259-9231. Isn't it amazing? I mean, for Barack Obama.
I feel his frustration, but, you know, I refuse to take sides in this particular argument because I know what the government looks like when the Republicans are in charge. I was one of those guys that, I believe the contract with America, but then I found out what happens when the Republicans get in charge, and you're not going to fool me with that bullcrap again.
Bigger and bigger government, no matter who it is, Democrat, Republican, Bush,
blame it on the moderates if you want, but
Barack Obama.
You can't just keep on voting Republican and expect to solve the problem.
Only moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in here if you're on the line, 800-259-9231. We'll do our best to get you on the air in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all.
Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of.
Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard right.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets, jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, final segment of the program. Enough time, perhaps, for your call at 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You'll get perks, and we'll get that money and take it in and reinvest it into the show. Get on more radio stations across the country. And bring more internet listeners on board as well. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And something else you can do to help out Free Talk Live and help yourself out all at the same time is get yourself some gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com. We have some great deals that are available for you there. We've made some selections that will make it easy for you to decide on what you want to get, because there's a lot to choose from in the world of gold and silver. Our friends over at Midas Resources, we're working with them. They're the guys that help get this show onto radio stations across the country. So you're going to benefit yourself by getting gold and silver in your hands. This isn't some vault gold and silver that's 10 states away. It comes to you, and you're going to benefit Free Talk Live because we get a small percentage, and you're going to benefit our syndicate by helping keep them in business too. That's gold.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Rich is on the line in Massachusetts. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Super, Rich. What's on your mind?
Pretty good. I was wondering if you heard about the Power Vapor program that the government is running now.
Power Vapor?
Power Vapor?
Yes.
I don't know what that
apparently
is.
Apparently not.
Well, evidently it's the thing that Tesla invented back in the early 1900s, and the government has taken it over. And it's actually, if you look under powervapor.com, you can find the information on this.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what it is?
Well, evidently it's a have you heard about the HAARP program in Alaska?
Yes, I've heard a lot about it. What about it?
Okay, this sends high-frequency beams up into the ionosphere, and evidently the powervapor.com will explain to you how it affects the normal person.
Okay, so what are you suggesting here? Because we've heard lots of conspiracy theories surrounding this HAARP program, which to me just seems like some sort of experimental thing that involves
big government
a radio transmitter
program.
Yeah, just a boondoggle. But some people believe that it's controlling the weather. You're saying it does something to people. Does that mean you believe it controls people's minds?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and how is your mind being controlled?
Well, right at this moment?
Yes.
Mostly by marijuana.
What?
I don't understand.
You're smoking pot?
Well, yes, I do, but that has nothing to do with the power vapor program.
I'm asking you, how is it...
Be a little more forthcoming with your information, please. I'm not understanding. This power vapor thing that they're doing is controlling Americans' minds? How so?
Well, yes. Once the beams go off the ionosphere and come back down, then they actually, you know, will manipulate the way you think about whatever, you know.
Like what?
People who listen to your show may be affected one way or the other, maybe be happy, maybe be sad, you know.
Do you really believe the stuff you are spouting here? Because do you understand how ludicrous it sounds?
Yes.
Yeah, you sound real sure of yourself. Thanks
Power
for the call.
Vapor is a...
it's a sales website.
Yeah.
They're trying to sell, cigarettes or something like that? Some sort of cigarette replacement
Don't smoke cigarettes, kids. Ruin your life.
Well, that was a bizarre call. What was the point of that call? Was he just trying to, scare people
spam.
Into visiting? Yeah, it was a spam call.
That's all
it was. Awful. Anyway, the HARP thing is just some silly project, and the whole idea that a radio transmitter could somehow control people's minds is just ludicrous right on its front.
I'll tell you what.
If my mind is being controlled, then I like it.
I'm really glad that we only have 4 more minutes left in the show, and that's when you said that HARP is a bunch of ludicrous nonsense.
So the kooks can't.
Because they won't be able to get in because it's every time.
Oh, gosh. Let's go to John in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's on your mind, John?
Oh, welcome to the Twilight Zone, huh?
Right.
Anyways, the reason I'm calling is because you talk about you want to bring change through peaceful means. Well,
yes,
I have a concept that you might like to wrap your brain around.
All right.
What it is people should be active in politics by running for office, but they shouldn't just run for any office. They should run for one specific office, and we only need 50 people. To clean up Congress. Now, you've heard a lot of concepts. Try this one for size. The position they should run for is Secretary of State for their respective states. And the reason is because when members of Congress run for re-election, where do they have to go to register to get on the ballot? The Secretary of State for the state they represent. Well, did you know that the Secretary of State for their states actually has the authority to say, no, I'm not putting you on the ballot just because you violated your oath of office?
No, it sounds interesting, but I bet it would stir things up, assuming that this would, that you could get, people that love liberty elected to this position. And I haven't seen much evidence that you can get people that love liberty elected to dog catcher. But I'm for that. But don't you think that that they wouldn't last in that position for very long because the politicians would eat them alive?
Well, when they run for office, they don't have to say that that's what their intent is.
Understood. I'm sorry to butt in here, but a little bit of bad news for you. I can't speak for all the 50 states and all their different systems, but I used to live in Florida. I don't ever remember being able to vote for a Secretary of State there, and I can tell you that here in New Hampshire, you cannot vote for the Secretary of State.
You can't? Oh,
no.
Well, you could here in Montana.
Okay. So it's probably different. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I figured it was the same all throughout the country, that Secretary of State is voted by the people.
Afraid not.
But, I figured that concept really hasn't been tried yet, and if it was possible, it would be
I have no objection to political action. I just think it's the lowest return on investment. I think the best way to get political success is to get people together all in the same place, whether it's in Montana or here in New Hampshire. I happen to be a fan of New Hampshire. That's why I moved here as part of the Free State Project.
I grew up in Massachusetts.
Oh, excellent. Well, come on back out here. We've got a real movement happening here at freestateproject.org. And I support anything that is peaceful and voluntary. And I just happen to think the politics is really slow and plodding. But nonetheless, we've seen some success out here. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Joseph listening in Eureka. Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, good evening.
You're listening on shortwave, not KGOE. You should be listening on KGOE.
Well, I'm listening on my amateur radio on 160 meters on 14795. And my question was what I wanted to know what you thought about Germany is about to introduce some smart ID cards this year and coming up 2010 and the next new year. And German citizens, they're going to receive identity cards that contain radio chips with all their biometric data, meaning bio means life, measuring data. Now, some believe it will make the Internet transactions more secure, but others are afraid that the information could be misused, and I'm wondering if that's going to be taking place in the States.
They tried to do the RFID chipped licenses with the what they call it was Real ID,
and they basically have done it with passports.
Passports do have RFID chips in them now.
That is a legitimate form of ID as far as the government's concerned.
But I don't think that the RFID chips in the passports have biometric information stored on them. There's
I
no
know that a hammer will mash the hell out of it.
Well, I have a new passport. Is it biometric?
Yes.
No. What? It's not my understanding. It's my understanding they're just numerical identification things on there. They haven't stored a fingerprint in there or a retina scan or something like that.
But I can tell you that if you wrap it in a towel and smack it with a hammer, that'll take care of that crap.
Well, you know that supposedly now the police are not going to be using the dispatchers. When they pull people over, they're just going to scan their ID cards.
This is something they would like to accomplish, and you're absolutely right. The federal government back, I think it was in 2005? The federal government, they went through with this Real ID plan where they were mandating the states would go along with essentially federalizing each individual state license. A lot of state governments, not based on any sort of significant principle of liberty or anything like that, but just because it was an unfunded mandate from the feds.
And they're a bunch of incompetent boobs.
Beat it back and they said, well, we're not going to go along with this. So Real ID, for the time being, in some states is dead. I don't know how it's gone in other states that have just gone along with it. I don't know if Florida or other places like that have gone and done this and put RFID in their licenses. We haven't heard about that yet. It hasn't gotten to the point of having biometrics, but the program was originally intended to where the Department of Homeland Security head bureaucrat could just wave his magic wand and decree that all of a sudden now it must have a fingerprint on it, or now it must have whatever the new requirements
would be.
He wouldn't, wouldn't have to go through. Well, the RFID chip was already going to be in the plans, but he can just wave his magic wand and add or remove anything from the plans.
You think that's an infringement on personal rights and freedom?
I think the government driver's license in the first place is an infringement on personal rights and freedom. And yes, so my answer is yes. And thank you for the call. We're out of time tonight. Tis been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you. Oh, Mark, you won't. You'll be almost all next week. You'll be back Saturday, though, right?
Yeah.
Saturday show. But all next week, we'll have our wonderful co-host in with us, or with me, rather.
And Mark will be in sunny Florida.
And we'll be enjoying himself a little vacay. So get well soon, Mark. And we'll see you Monday night, or I will see you Monday night. And online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.